KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 70s, wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, mid 40s with wind gust at 30. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies in the upper 70s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 47. As we head into Easter Sunday, we'll continue with sunny skies, warmer temperatures, highs at 83. Right now, it's 59.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says much of the House version of this infrastructure plan will be written early next month. Pelosi also says she's sympathetic to some House Democrats who are demanding that the bill eliminate or raise the cap on state and local tax deductions. That's a big issue for high tax areas of the East and West Coast. But there is no sign that Republicans are willing to negotiate with the Democrats on the legislation, given that the president proposing to pay for it with corporate tax increases. Republicans argue the tax increases will drive jobs overseas, although the proposal is designed to prevent that from happening. Mitt Romney, senator from Utah, said the Senate evenly split between both parties and bare Democrat House majority hardly a mandate to go it alone. He said the president should live up to the bipartisanship he preached in the inaugural address. One of the challenges facing farmers when it comes to addressing climate change is the lack of uniform labeling standards for products. Now the global standard organization, ASTM International, is developing a standard for carbon intensity score that farmers and ranchers can use. The standard could turn to be used for labeling any number of products like aviation fuel, cereal, meat, dairy products, and clothes. ASTM board member Raina Singh said it appears to be the only effort to develop a carbon intensity standard that would provide the basis for a valid seal of the certification process. And reversing a Trump administration policy, USDA announced last night it will provide additional SNAP benefits to households that did not receive congressionally authorized emergency allotments because they're already at or close to receiving that maximum benefit. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas court system is working to get caught back up after the COVID-19 pandemic, as the legislative estimates roughly 5,000 cases have been on the backlog, with juries not being allowed to get together because of social distancing.
Plea agreements, sentencings, probation violation hearings, motions, you know, all preliminary hearings, and the whole panoply of things that could take place in a courtroom. We've done everything except one, and that is the one we can't do. That's a jury trial.
That was Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett on KWCH News. The legislation passed by the state legislature suspends the state's statutory right to a speedy trial through May 1st of 2023. In other news, a woman who has been named Grace Doe after her remains were found in 1990 in southwest Missouri had been identified as Shauna Beth Garber of Kansas. Hake News reports that her body was found back in 1990 in farmland in McDonald County after an autopsy determined that she was raped and strangled roughly 2 months before the discovery. Good American Network News.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any maker model, all in one location? Head to Rusty at Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty at Ford. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty at Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139 Ford inspection. Rusty at Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty at Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAgFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Republican legislators have yet to agree on how much time to give the Kansas Department of Labor to upgrade its age technology for the troubled unemployment system. But the House of Representatives, along with the state Senate, has approved legislation aimed at modernizing the system that would give the GOP-controlled legislature more oversight of the upgrades. The Senate unanimously approved a version on Wednesday under which legislative leaders would set deadlines for finishing the upgrades. The House approved a version earlier in March that would require the department to finish the work by the end of 2022. The department has had trouble getting the benefits to jobless workers that have been struggling with many scammers. In other news, Kansas expects to lose a total of $360 million in tax revenues over 3 years because of a change in federal policy on COVID-19 relief for businesses. The development complicates legislative debates over state spending and cutting income taxes and is a cloud in what for months has been otherwise pretty decent in state fiscal pictures, with tax collections exceeding.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Two Western Nebraska Community College students died in an accident at the school's aviation maintenance facility at the Sydney Airport. In a news release, the college said the students died yesterday as a result of a tragic accident, but didn't give details about what happened. Officials did not release the names of the students who were killed and won't do so until families have completely been notified. Governor Pete Ricketts getting his first coronavirus vaccination tomorrow at Nebraska Medicine in Omaha. The 56-year-old governor had previously signed up for the vaccine online and was notified earlier this week that he was eligible for an appointment. He's scheduled to get the first of two doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Monday, the state will allow public health districts to vaccinate anyone who is at least 16 years old if they have an adequate supply of doses and appointments. I'm Rick Averett, and that's a look at your Nebraska news on a Friday here on the Mid-America Network.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock K996A. Severity of credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to the loan balance. Would approve credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/30/21.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area communities will host Easter activities Saturday, including an Easter egg hunt at the Home City Park at 10, Summerfield City Park at 11, Haxtell City Park at 11:30, and the Beatty Community Building at 12:30. In Frankfort, an Easter egg hunt Saturday will be a drive-by at the City Park beginning at 1. Blue Rapids will also host at 1 at the City Square, Waterville at 2 at the City Park. In Marysville, the traditional Easter egg hunt will be suspended again this year, with the Easter Bunny escorted by the Marysville Volunteer Fire Department parading through town beginning at 3:30 Saturday afternoon. Washington will host an Easter egg hunt on the courthouse lawn Saturday morning at 9, with 10 a.m. starts at city parks in Barnes, Lynn, Hanover, and Morrillville. A 1:30 start is planned at the Greenleaf City Park and 2 p.m. at Haddam. 2 miles of K-99 in Marshall County were closed from Granite to Eagle Road Wednesday evening after a car and semi crashed, with the truck reportedly turning on its side on K-99 at Frontier Road. No other immediate details available on the accident, which was reported around 4:30 p.m. Nemahal County authorities received a report that a wind turbine at 24th and R Road was damaged sometime March 23rd or 24th. resulting in a $780,000 loss. A shooter reportedly struck a housing and damaged associated wiring. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Nemahal County Sheriff's Office. Marshall County Landfill will be open the first Saturday each month from 8 to 2, beginning this Saturday, April 3rd. City of Marysville Brush Dump Site is now open Saturday and Sundays 1 to 5 and Wednesdays 4 until 6. Spring Cleanup Week in Marysville begins April 19th. Marshall County Historical Society Board will meet Monday with an architect to consider a draft report regarding preservation and the future of the historic courthouse in Marysville. Kay Nestor advises that the public is welcome, with the board meeting at 9:30 Monday and the draft presentation at 10:30.
Monday, April 5th, is our regular board meeting, and then after that, the architectural firm from Lawrence is going to give a presentation on the preservation plan that they have designed. And we got a grant from the state of Kansas, the State Historical Society, to help us with that. They came in with their architects and their engineers. They went through every part of the building inside and out and have compiled a plan as to what we need to do first in order to keep the building and everything in it safe for the next 100 years. So we will kind of have a guideline, like we have replaced the shingles in this year, so the shingles might be okay for another 20 years. And we replaced the boiler in this year, and the boiler might need to be replaced sooner than something else. They were a great bunch of people to work with, and they brought their drone so that we could get a really close look at the roof, which, you know, as you know, is 100 feet in the air, and the shingles and the guttering and all of those fine things that you can't see from down below. So they will present that, and if it's approved, then it will be printed in a book that sits on our shelf, and we'll also have a digitized copy.
Kay Nestor will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday at 7:10 on KNDY. Veteran Services Representative Kenneth Coomley will be in Marysville Tuesday, April 6th, to assist veterans and family members in applying for state and federal benefits. These include service compensation claims, non-service-connected survivor and dependency pensions, health care and burial benefits, and the like. Meetings are by appointment. Phone 785-587-0373. Although walk-ins will be accepted on a space available basis Tuesday, 10 until 3:30 at the Marshall County Courthouse. Again, for appointments, phone the VA representative at 785-587-0373. Judith Judy A. Garten, age 77, of Diller, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Diller. Interment at a later date in the Prairie Home Cemetery near Diller. Registration book Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 4 until 6 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Judy Garten. Hiroko Erdman, age 86, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. A graveside service is planned Monday, 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Cemetery at Barnston. Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Hiroko Herdman.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, high pressure system across the central parts of the Midwest. This upper level trough that was overhead bringing us cool temperatures for the beginning of this week is now off to the east. We have a ridge across the central northern parts of the Rockies bringing some warm weather there. This ridge will move into the Midwest this weekend. We're going to see some warm temperatures for the Easter weekend. Highs for today, 60s and 70s, and for the weekend, 70s. Even some areas will see temperatures in the 80s for Easter Sunday. It looks like for the early parts of next week, we'll continue with dry weather as well as warm temperatures. So across the area, sunny, windy, lower 70s with wind gust at 40. Tonight, clear skies, mid-40s, wind gust at 30. For tomorrow, sunny skies in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 47. For Easter Sunday, sunny at 83 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early April, 63. Record high on this date hit 90. The average low, 36, and the record low was 18. Sunset this evening, 7:52. Sunrise in the morning at 7:10.
Build the best Easter basket ever. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville makes it easy to surprise your loved ones. Start with a gorgeous basket and fill it with Melissa and Doug toys, sports team merchandise, luxury personal care items for him and her, interactive plush animals, and Russell Stover candy. Make it the best Easter ever with Reflections Hallmark. More than just your favorite Hallmark store.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
It's peanut butter and jelly time. You don't have time to do the dance, but you should have the sandwich today on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 2nd, the 92nd day of the year. Actor Christopher Maloney has a birthday, and on this day in 1968, Stanley Kubrick's famous sci-fi film 2001 A Space Odyssey had its premiere in Washington, D.C. Do you think they serve peanut butter and jelly popcorn at the theater? Probably not, but it's a real thing. And today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. The average American will have consumed at least 2,000 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches by the time they graduate from high school. Peanut butter was actually considered a delicacy in the early 1900s and was only served at high-end tea rooms. By the 1920s, the price dropped and the sandwich became famous with children. Now you can get peanut butter and jelly on everything from donuts to pies to, yes, popcorn. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Friday. Major League Baseball opened yesterday. Michael A. Taylor homered, drove in three runs, and threw out two players at the plate from center field, leading the Kansas City Royals past the Texas Rangers 14-10 in a wild season opener. Each team scored five times in the first inning of a game that took 4 hours, 26 minutes. The first seven Rangers batters reached safely on six hits and a walk, but Kansas City roared back with the help of home runs by George Soler and Whit Merrifield. Taylor, who spent his first seven seasons with Washington, had three hits and three RBIs in a do-it-all debut for the Royals. Kyle Isbell had three hits and two RBIs in his first major league game. Royals taking today off. They'll be back in action tomorrow with the Texas Rangers and on Sunday. First pitch in both of those matchups set for 1:10 in the afternoon.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any make or model, all in one location? Head to Rusty Export.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty Export. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty Export. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty Export. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty Ag Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-point inspection. Rusty Ag Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty Ag Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEgFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Luke Garza of Iowa is the AP Men's College Basketball Player of the Year. The 6'11", 265-pound senior received 50 of 63 votes from a national media panel. Ayo Desunmu of Illinois was second with 6 votes. Garza was the runner-up for last year's award behind Dayton's Obi Toppin. He ranked second nationally as a senior by averaging 24.1 points while also improving his shooting percentages. North Carolina Hall of Fame and former KU basketball coach Roy Williams is retiring. The decision comes 2 weeks after Williams closed his 18th season with the Tar Heels and 33rd as a head coach overall going back to KU. Williams won 903 games in his career and won 3 national championships with the Tar Heels. UNC lost to Wisconsin in the first round of the NCAA tournament in Williams' final game. Williams described himself as a coach bothered with losses and his own mistakes in the past 2 seasons. Mid-America Network Sports.
Thank you for your support from RX Drug. Complete prescription service plus medication and supplements are available from your locally owned and operated Health Mart pharmacy. Remember them as well for everyday health care and medical needs, convenience, and gift items too. Proud to support the Marysville community and make this our home as well. The professional pharmacists and staff at RX Drug in downtown Marysville welcome your business.
Your opportunity for a better lifestyle is right here at home. Landall's is seeking production employees, including assembly, welding, fabrication, machinists, and material handling. On-the-job training available, offering a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000 for qualified individuals for full-time positions open immediately. Competitive wages with attendance bonus, profit sharing, great benefits, including health and retirement, and paid time off. Join their amazing team. Learn more at Landall.com. An equal opportunity employer.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Water, gardens, and ponds bring a bit of natural beauty and attract wildlife to our backyards. When selecting plants, it's important to select the right plant suited to your climate. Avoid invasive plants that escape into and damage nearby waterways and lakes. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Filling water features with native plants is the first step in growing success and keeping waterways safe. Consult with your local extension office, Department of Natural Resources, or local nature centers for a list of suitable native water garden plants. Always purchase plants from a local reliable source. Avoid online sources that sell restricted and invasive plants that shouldn't be grown in our water gardens, ponds, and lakes. Save yourself time and frustration by avoiding aggressive plants. These plant bullies can crowd out their neighbors and increase time spent on maintenance. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Henry Whipple perhaps had no plans to move west as a young man, but when he married, his wife encouraged him to become active in the church. Soon, his role in the clergy would take him to a new state where his work would become known worldwide. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Henry Whipple was born in 1822 in New York State. At the age of 20, he married Cornelia Wright. Her influence on his life would shape his career.
She's actually the one that convinced him to pursue ordination and to join the Episcopal Church.
Sue Garwood at the Rice County Historical Society says that in 1859, the Convention of U.S. Bishops elected him to become the first bishop of Minnesota. He came to the town of Faribault, where an Episcopal missionary, James Lloyd Breck, had plans to build a cathedral and school.
But it was Bishop Whipple who took Breck's vision and really made that a reality. He built the cathedral. He built Shattuck, St. Mary's, and St. James. St. Mary's was a girls' school. Shattuck, of course, was the boys' school.
Those schools, now over a century and a half old, attract students from near and far to the campus on the bluff overlooking the confluence of the Strait and Cannon Rivers. And the cathedral still holds services today. But it was also during the 1860s that the first bishop of Minnesota saw a problem developing between peoples.
He became aware of the tension and the conflict and the way that the Dakota were being treated. They had been relegated to reservations.
Tensions grew. The Dakota did not receive the pensions due them by the U.S. government. Crop failures left many starving. In the summer of 1862, that tenuous situation erupted.
A group of young, angry Native Americans came and attacked a settler community and killed several settlers, and thus the U.S.-Dakota War began.
The U.S. military subsequently captured, tried, and sentenced over 300 Dakota to be hanged. Bishop Whipple would soon find himself advocating for the Dakota in front of President Abraham Lincoln. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Faribault, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
Make your move and join a great team at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. Immediate openings for cooks, servers, and dishwashers, both full and part-time, are available now, offering competitive wages with consideration for experience and extras like paid vacation for full-time employees. Flexible hours based on your schedule, but evenings and weekends are required. This would make a great second job for extra cash or a full-time opportunity with real potential. Hiring immediately. Contact Lori Snellings or Lori Parks, the Wagon Wheel in Marysville, now hiring for all positions.
As your horses age, they may be showing some health issues. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You could put the horse out to pasture, but there are other retirement opportunities as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
When I was about 12 years old, we got a horse named Coco. I had a lot of fun riding her through the fields and even into our small town just to walk around. Eventually, because of her age, she went to live out her days with other horses in the pasture of a family friend. Carrie Williams is an extension equine specialist at Rutgers. She says the decision to retire a horse should not be made solely on age. Some 20-year-old horses can be as frisky and productive as those half their age. The health of the horse is the best indicator that it's slowing down.
Arthritis of joints can impede the level of competition which they may be at. And then various other lameness issues, including navicular disease. That seems to be a big one that progresses a little more and gets a little worse as especially quarter horses and stock type horses get older. Back issues, too, is another one.
Some horses are content to spend the rest of their days loafing carefree in the pasture. Others still need mental stimulation and a job to do. If the horse is sound enough for light-level work, there are several retirement options.
There's a lot of trainers that look for horses to lease to their younger or their more inexperienced students, maybe doing a little light walk trot, maybe small cross rails. From there, if they're not even able to keep up with some of the jumping or a lot of trotting or cantering, but they're sound to be walked, a lot of therapeutic riding programs look for horses that are a really good temperament to walk around with a disadvantaged rider on them.
Horses are herd animals by nature and don't like to be alone. Another option is to find someone who has just one horse and it needs a buddy. Learn more about how and when to retire your horse at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
And shame, and I love.
Creating healthy habits is a phrase we've all heard before. Eat this, not that. Spend your time here, not there. Do it this way, not that way. Somewhere along the way, creating habits kind of became an unwanted task. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. When done right, habits can actually empower you to live a life of purpose and gratitude. I continue to work on my money habits because I want to be a good steward of my resources, and I want my finances to reflect my faith. Instilling money habits doesn't have to be hard, and it doesn't have to feel like an unbearable task. Pick some small things. Start there. Instead of paying the monthly rate on your credit card, pay a little extra. Maybe you've let giving slip from your to-do list. Commit to start giving again. Maybe you've depleted your emergency savings fund. Well, go ahead and set up that automatic saving system so money goes into the account before you can spend it. Good money habits don't have to be intimidating. They'll help you live a life full of meaning and gratitude.
Machinery mishaps can happen in an instant on the farm, but the effects can last a lifetime. More today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts!
Make this the planting season. You do away with talc and graphite as your seed lubricant solution in the planter box. Switch to the 100% soy-based product called Dust. Made by an Iowa company called Low Mutech, Dust is cleaner, safer to use, and farmer-proven in the field. Look for your local dealer. Visit lowmutech.com. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST. Respect the machine, but don't expect the machine to respect you. Farmer Dale Kreckelberg is in his 60s now, but he was only 19 when he got his leg tangled in a feed auger. His advice to those working around machinery?
Keep those shields in place. Turn the machine off. And if you feel you're in an unsafe condition at some place where you're working, you just don't feel like this is right, back away from it. Do what you got.
A power takeoff is another farm tool that makes headlines when it grabs some unfortunate farmer. Mike Cruz is with the University of Minnesota Extension.
When we're talking about PTO safety, we tend to try to cut corners, save 10 seconds when walking around the tractor instead of stepping over something, right? It might take just a little bit longer and we're all very busy, but taking that little bit of time to do things right can really prevent a major issue down the road.
Cruz says, why wait until crunch time when you can do it now?
During the winter, when you're not doing anything else, take a little time out of your day, check all the PTO guards that you have across the farm, and if you need to replace them, replace them. A little bit of preparation like that can go a long way for safety later.
Another safety tip, avoid baggy or loose clothing around moving machinery parts and tie back long hair. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News, soil temperature reports from Mid-America Ag Network. Enrollment is open for cotton growers to the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol for the 2021 cotton crop. Existing members will also need to re-enroll their operations. The U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol sets a new standard for more sustainably grown cotton amid greater demand for transparency. Ted Schneider, U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol board member and a Louisiana cotton farmer, says enrollment is simple and easy.
You would visit our website, trustuscotton.org, and you would register your operation. There's a self-assessment that you have to complete. At the end of the year, as your year goes along, you enter your practices into the field of market. It all probably takes about 2 hours during the course of the year.
And that website is trustuscotton.org. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection. Order online 24/7 at abilenemachine.com and by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online at kscorn.com. Central and south central Kansas.
Kansas checking in at 45 to 48 degrees. Warmer temperatures will mean warmer soil temperatures here as we go through the remainder of the next few days. Southwest Kansas warming up 46 to 49 degrees. Northwest Kansas still a tad chilly, 39 to 42 degrees. Oklahoma a few degrees warmer than Kansas for the most part. Central and southern Oklahoma usually checking in at 52 to 55 degrees, a shade cooler off towards the northeast. And the Panhandle, of course, is still a bit on the chilly side as well. Panhandle soil temperatures at 44 to 45 degrees. Once again, with the warmer temperatures as we go through the next several days, we can expect these soil temperatures to warm up quite rapidly. And unfortunately, it will be dry as well. Ag News, Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock KE996A. Accelerator credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applied to your loan balance. Would approve credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires
for work on the farm or on the job. Job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, Met Guard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. 20 states now supporting a meat industry appeal to the Supreme Court targeting California's Proposition 12. That bans the sale of veal, pork, and eggs that come from operations that don't meet the state's animal confinement standards. The state said in a brief that Prop 12 is a paradigm of unconstitutional extraterritorial regulation, and it requires hog and veal calf farmers in every state to follow California's animal confinement rules on pain of exclusion from the California market. Those states supporting the North American Meat Institute's petition to review the Ninth Circuit Court decision include Kansas, Indiana, Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Georgia, Iowa, Louisiana, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wyoming. American Farm Bureau and Growth Energy signing on to a Supreme Court brief supporting the biofuel industry's argument that EPA can only provide small refiner exemptions to companies that previously had the waivers. Emily Score, the CEO of Growth Energy, said there's a lot riding not only in the terms of the outcome of each litigation in the works, but also what EPA is going to do moving forward. This case stems from a 2020 January ruling in the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Argument set for April 27th, a ruling expected sometime this summer in June. And it was the Trump administration that put Canada on notice over allegations that the country is falling short of its dairy quota, a commitment under the USMCA. But the Biden administration now says it's also concerned. The U.S. trade rep in a new report yesterday said the U.S. remains concerned about potential Canadian actions that would further limit U.S. exports of the Canadian dairy market. The U.S. continues to monitor closely any tariff reclassification of dairy products. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Reducing antibiotic use in cattle starts with better management. That includes a focus on nutrition from an animal's birth to adulthood on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
We know that when the sun rises and everybody else is still asleep, you're on your tractor. We know your job is hard and challenging, but rewarding. What keeps you going season after season? What drives you?
My BKT Agrimax V-Flecto tires, because I don't stop when I'm tired. I quit only when I'm done.
Reduce soil compaction and operating costs. Higher load capacity. BKT Agrimax V-Flecto, your best ally for efficient soil tillage and reduced operating costs. BKT, a long way to together.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Did producers start using antibiotics in cattle for reasons other than treating illness? Troy Wistuba is the Director of Dairy Technical Innovation for Land O'Lakes. He says it was because animals were stressed and antibiotics were needed to get them over the hump of some sort of management issue. To naturally reduce antibiotic use, we need to identify the management issues that were messed up and fix them. Wistuba says one of those areas is nutrition, which has a huge impact on the immune system. It starts at the beginning of an animal's life with colostrum.
We typically pasteurize colostrum. Most pasteurizers have quite a bit of fluctuation in the heat range that they utilize. Because of that increased heat with a pasteurization system, you can get rid of all your antibodies that would be present in that colostrum. Land O'Lakes has worked pretty hard to provide a very good colostrum supplement to our customers that is actually cow-based. We see pretty good cross-reactivity with that with calves that are fed that type of colostrum.
With adult animals, he says they're focusing on ionophores, which are additives used in cattle diets to increase feed efficiency and body weight gain.
We are looking at ways to augment ionophore usage. Traditionally, we've thrown out and used ionophores to get a 7 or 8% improvement in efficiency from doing that. So we're looking at, are there other ways to get that same type of efficiency improvement?
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about the efforts to reduce antibiotic use in livestock at agriculture.com.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the markets are closed today, of course, for Good Friday. Things will kick back in at the usual time on Monday. We hope you have a great Easter weekend. But the markets are closed today for the Good Friday holiday. Producers say they intend to plant an estimated 91.1 million acres of corn this year. That's up just less than 1% from last year. Now, that's according to the Prospective Plantings Report that was released Wednesday by United States Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service. Planted acreage intentions for corn are up or unchanged in 24 of the 48 estimating states. Soybean growers intend to plant 87.6 million acres of soybeans in 2021. Now, that is up 5% from last year. And if it's realized, this will be the third highest planted acreage on record. Compared with last year, planted acreage is expected to be up or unchanged in 23 of the 29 states estimated. NASS also released the quarterly grain stocks report. Corn stocks totaled 7.70 billion bushels. That's down 3% from the same time last year. On-farm corn stocks were down 9% from a year ago, but off-farm stocks were up 5%. Soybeans stored totaled 1.56 billion bushels. That's down 31% from March 1st, 2020. On-farm soybean stocks were down 41% from a year ago, while off-farm stocks were down 22%. So interesting numbers following the prospective planting and grain stocks reports that were issued by USDA's NASS on Wednesday. Markets closed for the Good Friday holiday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want. And you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
Example 2012 Ford Focus. Stock KE9968. Accelerator credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to the loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 40.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1, KNDY, Marysville.